News Talks ZB now 24 to 6. The huddle coming up. Bill Ralston, Stephanie Rogers this evening. Student safety, we're going to Australia now. Student safety advocates are calling for hazing to be criminalised after a disturbing report detailing long-running sexual humiliation and other rituals at Australian universities. The report says hazing is typically aimed at new students, with its authors saying O-Week ends up being a dangerous and degrading experience for too many of them. Anna Hush is the co-author of the Red Zone report, and Anna joins us. Hello, Anna, and thank you.
Thanks for having me.
So can you give us some context about how serious this hazing is? We're not just talking about a few harmless drinking games, are we?
No. So what we found in our research for this report is that it's a very, very widespread thing that occurs all across the country, in colleges, at all different universities. And it's really sort of normalised and ritualised as a part of new students' experiences at colleges. So it's a culture where there is, you know, excessive amounts of alcohol forced on new students, and then they're forced to do, you know, various things that they don't want to do, some of which are, you know, sexual or include removing their clothing as part of these kind of hazing rituals in colleges.
Is it usually in residential colleges, is it?
Yeah, so that's what this report focused on. I mean, I think there's broader problems of sexual harassment and sexual assault at universities more broadly. But what we've tried to uncover is how these residential colleges provide a particular space in which this is occurring as part of a sort of induction into college life where, you know, alcohol is very freely available and students are all living together, so often they have, you know, access into each other's rooms or personal spaces. So there's just like a lot of different factors, I think, that converge to make these really dangerous spaces for new students and spaces in which sexual assault and sexual harassment are occurring at really high rates.
And you're calling for criminal charges or criminal offences. There is already a criminal offence. You can't sexually assault anybody. What do you mean by this?
Yeah, so what we're looking at, and I think this is something that needs to be investigated by legislators, but I think, you know, in the United States, there's particular legislation put in place to deal with hazing separately to just sexual assault or sexual harassment. So often, you know, sometimes there is physical violence, but sometimes there might not be the evidence of, say, a physical assault happening. But there's still these very emotionally degrading rituals being carried out on vulnerable first years. So, you know, I think that there is maybe a place for legislation, but I think it needs to be supported by broader cultural change that makes this kind of behaviour really unacceptable.
And what about the so-called cone of silence? Is that problematic? Students are vilified if they speak up?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, they're such tightly knit, insular communities that there's definitely a significant risk to students who choose to speak out about these kind of practices. So, I mean, I take my hat off to the people who have spoken out about it publicly. I think it's incredibly brave. But I think it shows that the colleges need to open up to public scrutiny a bit more. Otherwise, you know, this is just never going to change.
Anna, thank you very much. So that is Anna Hush, co-author of the Red Zone report.